let's wake and bake with the boys. Pull out some weed and get high. Dude smoking on the bong while Scotty's talking way too long. Got time to smoke one more. Taking the message to the people now. Keep smoking and growing and watching prohibition fall down.
Wake and Bake, America 435. How you guys doing? Back on the mainland, if you will. Mainland. You like that? Hip.
You changed, dude. You changed, man. You got an island style on us. God damn, that tastes good, Guru. What is that?
Uncle Nancy.
Ooh, man, does that taste good. Thank you for that green top jewel there, sir.
You're welcome.
I'm going to hit, as you guys can see, my massively awesome volcano bag here, but I'm going to try and do it quietly. Scotty already pre-warned me before the show that it's a little loud on the mic. So excuse me if my preferred smoking method here is
you picked that crinkliest, loudest device, man. But that's all good, dude. I kind of lost my voice a little bit, man.
You sound like it. Do I need to talk more today? That's fine. I can talk more. This is Harlequin, by the way, guys. This is the Harlequin I harvested recently, and I think we got a Grow Talk question about it. So.
Yeah, I was drove down to Denver yesterday, man, and on the way home, just cranked up the radio, had a little Black Crowes that led into some Led Zeppelin, and just was singing along with the boys, man, and I don't think I have a voice anymore. Dude, I was definitely not high, man. Does that make sense? But definitely ran out of gas about a quarter mile from my house.
Wait, really?
Fucking cranking, dude, screamed Led Zeppelin 2's on, man, and all of a sudden, the car just didn't want to go anymore, man. I looked at the mileage range, and it just had dot, dot, dot. It didn't even have zeros on it anymore.
Most cars have, like, the 15-mile, like, kind of backup that, like...
Guru, hold up. Scotty doesn't look at gauges. Shit runs, it runs. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
When my wife had to come bring me the gas, I was like, dude, that's ridiculous, man. Like, the whole thing should flash red or something, you know? She's like, there's a set... You know, there was, like, plenty of warning, I'm sure, but...
I think there might be a story we won't get into where your wife might have not have monitored gauges either with an overheating situation. But we'll leave it at that. This is not car talk.
Yeah, I didn't realize a car needed water as well as oil. Okay?
It's for another
conversation, sir.
A good show. We're going to get into all kinds of fun stuff. Talk a little bit of vacaying out in Kauai. A bunch of awesome people out there. Really good trip. Good to be back. Excited to BS. You know, picked up a little... little garb out there. If you can see, I'm wearing my... I've had another one of these. This is the like the Hawaiian old like fish hook style necklace. And you guys see me wearing another one. That one I actually got in Mexico. I'm like, dude, I gotta get it from the source. And I made sure it wasn't any of the ones made in China. And it's authentic Hawaiian koa wood. And it's good, man. Brings strength, prosperity, safe travels, all kinds of good stuff. And it looks dope. So
wait, koa does all that?
What's that? Yeah. I'll tell you all of it. Let's see here. It represents strength, prosperity, abundance, and a great respect for the sea. Additionally, a fish hook is worn by travelers for safe journey. And I've experienced all those, and I do have a great respect for the sea. So we're good to go.
Yeah. All right, dude.
So let's get into what we got today. New Millennium Nutrients. Shout out.
Yes.
If you guys haven't been paying attention, New Mill's been a supporter of the show as well as just hanging out, man. Jaron comes in studio and hangs out. I am running their complete line on and off. It's my meat and potatoes, as Scotty says. And, of course, I dabble in my other hashtag no spill inputs and dig on it, man. I just actually harvested my lemon G. And I say it all the time, but I will give you the full confirmation that using their product Frost, if nothing else, if you want to try something from their line, because you know when you're getting into different lines, people will be like, well, man, what's one thing I should try, you know?
Yeah, almost I don't every want to line. Listen to you completely. Can I just take 25% of what you say and see if it works?
25? Oh, I mean, because if you're saying I'm picking one bottle?
I'm fucking with you, man. But people do that a lot, man. I'll talk to people and they'll be like, yeah, just thinking, you know, a lot of times if you jump in with both feet, you use a full line, you follow the feed guide, you call Jaron, get good instructions, you'll have a lot of success with it, man.
There is proven, too. I can tell you right now, in somebody's bag of tricks, I guess it wouldn't be, I have to get approval sometimes to use different names, but there's a commercial grow that sampled the Frost, and I was catching up with him. I'm like, you guys using it or what? Is it good to go? He's like, hell yeah, we're using it. We added it to our line. And it's always a good, decent basis. I wouldn't say always. If you have a successful commercial grow producing the dank, taking on awards, etc., most commercial growers really watch, you know, what their inputs are, because it's a little bit of a different market between when you're running a business, paying people, that, you know, every in cost, we'll say, to grow that cannabis is a little bit more or less profit for you. So it's important. But Frost is the dank. Who you got, Scotty?
Oh, man, I got Hortolux Bulbs, man. Hortolux Bulbs went, dude, I did call them last week and said, where's the ceramic HPS, man?
I was off the air, me and Scotty have been like, we're still talking about Hortolux Bulbs, man. Where's it at? Bring it. Come on, guys.
They're cool guys, man. They definitely hooked us up with some cool bulbs, some cool prizes for the event and everything. But, yeah, they have some new technology. I know they get hang-ups in manufacturing and, you know, boo-hoo. That's what happens when you're the innovator. You definitely want guys like this out there innovating, but I'm salivating over this thing. I can't wait to get my hands on the ceramic HPS. You know, we've got ceramic metal halide bulbs. So this is just guru, you know about lights. So the difference between a halide and a sodium is what? What they're glowing inside the arc tube?
They're glowing inside the arc tube and the color temperature that it's putting off.
Gotcha. Okay. It's, you know, metal halide is gas and sodium is gas. Is that right?
Yeah.
Combinations.
And then like the old style used to be like the mercury vapor bulbs too. But, I mean, no one uses those.
Yeah.
Because they were super red. But.
Cool stuff, man. So, Hortolux, shout out to you, brothers.
Yeah, and you could call them. I'll overuse it. I'll be like, if you just want your meat and potatoes of lighting, man, go get yourself some Hortolux. As I will remind people, if you are running those systems, HID, HPS, old magnetic balances, good. You know, some of those old powerhouse balances, they were called,
right,
from Hydrofarm. They're the ones that are a bit more expensive, but they carry a longer warranty. Those suckers would run with, you know, the capacitor and igniter are replaceable, but without replacing components for like 5, 6, 7 years. And then after that, you could still spend like $30 on like an igniter or something, replace it yourself. And sometimes it's hard to justify upgrading when you're like, dude, I've been growing the dank now for how many years? This balance has been working for 11. I just replace my Hortolux bulb every 6 months. Like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it sometimes, for sure.
Yeah.
Reminds me of another thing you see when you're travel to a remote place like Kauai, when things aren't just readily accessible all the time. Ah, I'll just go get that. Ah, I'll just go get that. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's funny. I was talking to some cat there. Well, we'll get into it in Grow Talk. Who is executive producer today?
Let's give it up to Katie K and Significant Other. You know, I love them, folks, man. I'm hoping to see them in a few days and really looking forward to it.
In a few days, huh?
I said I'm looking forward to seeing them. Yeah, sometimes folks jump in the car and come out. Sometimes, who knows, man?
I guess I was away, man. I had no idea.
Yeah, dude, this is family vacation time now, man. And they are a family, man. I love them. I love them.
Cool. Keep me in the loop. I like to hang.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, man. We got I was informed, because I totally forgot, just spacing out on my vacation, a meme contest here. Can fans, man, a first, second, third for your choice in a size can fan, 4-inch, 6-inch, or 8-inch. We have different types and maxes and pros and whatnot. I don't know. We'll figure it out, though. But, man, you guys did great. We put the memes up over on Instagram, whoever gets the most likes and whatnot. So what do we got, Scotty? Who's got third place here?
Yeah, man, the bums will always lose, dude. Please remember that, okay? It's important. I was thinking Lebowski yelling that. You got what, it, dude. Hey, man, this is fucking hilarious, man. He's got a hyper fan. He's holding, looks like a 4-inch hyper fan, which was that super lightweight, expensive, kind of high-end, fancy-looking fan that came out. It's all bright blue looking. He says, no clever meme here, just need a new can fan, because this took a shit on me, just like Scotty and a dude predicted. And shit, I do the old ha-ha. That sucks. I'm sorry that you lost some money buying a hyper fan. Yeah, I do like the can fan, guys. I think it's like commercial lighting. No, I'm thinking of something else, but it's like commercial. They do some kind of commercial. I know like another company that they'll work in is with heavy commercial equipment, man. So it's not just some boutique brand for cannabis growers. It's a guy that had these really heavy-duty, best-in-the-industry fans and moved them over to another industry because he thought they could use them. So,
yeah,
cool shit, man.
Definitely. I mean, you still have, like, you've had can fans for, like, 9 years and some shit. Yeah, like not just sitting around.
And I got to tell you that they will still run. I mean, you can go. I'll take mine off, and then or I'll turn mine off, and I'll clean the blades. And dude, sometimes you'll find like, it's really the dust that builds up on the blades that will actually knock it out of balance and then start messing with the bearing after a while.
Dude, grower's friend. I didn't realize it till I got one. I had to buy a little smallest compressor they sell.
Yep.
I forgot what I was doing with it, but I use it now to clean my can fans, my screens on my dehumidifier, my mini split screens. Like, it's a great maintenance tool, a little compressor, a little air compressor for the garden.
Yeah, keeping things clean, definitely the way to keep them running efficiently. So,
hell yeah. All right, so I'm just thinking here, as we're doing this contest, first, second, and third, and we're saying you can pick the size can fan. So really, each person gets just about the same thing, right? Because third place could pick an 8-inch, while first place might only need a 4-inch. I guess that's just how it's rolling in this.
We'll just keep our fingers crossed, man. It works out correctly. Okay.
I just thinking about that. It was like, All right. Awesome. Who got in second place?
Sure, we were just doing whoever got first place.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah.
Holy shit, I'm trying to give away too many can fans.
Hell, man.
All right, then second and third, we're going to hook them up with something, some recharge. Man. I don't know. We'll you don't go away empty handed.
Yeah, mystery prize is coming, man. You got to get in touch with us. So, second is Jaman. And fucking love this one, man. I mean, this one is so creative and awesome. It's Scarface, man, and he's in the compound, man. He's fucking over it. And he just says, "Say hello to my little can fan."
My favorite part is the drawn in photoshopped hands.
That is pretty.
Come on, that's awesome, man.
Oh, I love it. All right, man.
Yes.
Duh.
Yes, everybody's a winner. Drummel. Okay, everybody's a winner.
Who's in first place?
In first place is Organic Amber with
Oh, man. Why you guys always got to go sexualist?
Go sexualist, man. Nothing sucks harder than a can fan. Challenge accepted. And now I do have to represent my good friend Fish Ganja guy here, man, because I thought he won with this meme last time. Does this meme keep on winning? Is this just a winner or something?
I don't know. Fish Ganja guy goes, "Pretty sure I made this meme almost exactly for the last can fan contest."
Uh-oh. Well, Fish Ganja guy, I love you anyhow, man. You might even get a session prize, brother.
Organic Amber continues to chat and says, "I just now looked back and saw that that one is similar, LOL. Not the same, though."
Yes.
Anyway, we'll keep it.
I love it.
Yes. Awesome. Exactly.
Thank you so
all
much.
Good.
It's fucking hilarious, man. Somebody did a Bunny Lebowski one, man. That was fucking hilarious, man. Did you guys catch that one?
Fish Ganja Guy and Organic Amber, great minds think alike, even if it's in a sexual way. Because if you guys are listening, you can see these memes over on dudegirls.com, but it's basically a female making a certain face gesture.
Yes.
Taking the can fan sucking challenge. So.
A sexual gesture.
Is that a gesture that she's doing?
Come on, man. What's going on, dude? You've been away for a while. I can't.
Well, I'm
just
going to wind it out and just say, you guys, you know how to get a hold of us. If you don't, you can always hit it up over on the contact at dudegrows.com and just put in the subject can fan meme contest winner for second, third. And if you need some recharge, maybe hassle Scotty for a little recharge second or third. I don't know, but we'll take care of you.
Maybe we're feeling a little prizy this week, you know?
Yes, maybe. All right, man.
Come on, man.
What's going on?
You got to tell me, man. I want to know. Dude, I was talking to a dude, and he's telling me some crazy, like, only like the 20,000, or as Dave Montgomery would say, the 40,000-foot overview of this story, man. What the fuck happened in Hawaii, dude?
One more hit on this bag here.
Yeah, is this one you got to get ready for, man?
No, I mean, it was just great trip headed out there. First day on the island, one of the many stories. And Kauai is a very, very chill place. We get there. We're meeting a buddy of mine at this resort. He's been out to this resort in Hanalei Bay. Disclosure before I talk any more about Hawaii, I mispronounce a lot of stuff, especially Hawaiian. But stayed out there, and we were kicking it. And
the dude
in there like,
talks Hawaiian. I would buy that album, dude, for $19.95, man. I would.
We were hanging out there. He's been out there like four or five times. He really likes the area. And we went down to this place called, I think, Hideaway Beach. And you take a few, like, it's just really steep. And if it rained, it'd be kind of treacherous. And I'm with my wife, two kids, you know, 12-year-old boy, 7-year-old daughter, and my buddy. And go down to the Hideaway Beach, have a great, you know, it's a little bit of a steepness down there, like I said, with a few ropes to grab onto if you want, no problems, chilling. And my buddy leans over and he's like, hey, man, there's a Queen's Bath, I believe it's called. He's like, I ran into this guy that said there's a shortcut, kind of like you can go along the shoreline, along the beach shoreline,
right,
to get to Queen's Bath. And he goes, but I kind of felt like he was kind of like, he's kind of like a loose ass. And I'm like, what do you mean he's kind of like a loose ass? He's like, you know, I don't know. I just didn't know how much, you know. He said it wasn't that bad, but here and there it was a little rough. And I'm like, you know what? I've known this guy forever. I've been hanging with you. He's like, you know, he's an ex-Marine. He's got plenty of experience doing different shit. He's not like tough guy, ex-Marine, but cool cat. And so we just go on our adventure. I'm like, you know what? We could do it. Most 90% of the time when people say something's kind of tough to me, it's like usually not as tough. And I love hiking along shorelines, right? Like, I'm picturing jumping around.
Shoreline, famous fucking last words, brother.
Not just, you know, the beach, but the rugged part aspects of it and being able to, you know, bounce around on rocks and do all this shit. So we start on our little journey and we cross, go for a while across a beach, and it's awesome. And we get to one point where it just looked kind of like, and Hawaii is full of this, like you're walking along and then the ground just kind of, you can't tell where, what's over there, but almost all the time it's like a cliff. So there's this like really steep embankment, and I look at my buddy Brian, I'm like, go check it out, man, because I'm with the fam, right? If I wasn't with my 6-year-old daughter and 12-year-old boy, or seven, she's almost six, she's on the verge, she's almost seven,
right?
Different mindset. This is the first time as pops I was freaking in my brain. I didn't show it as much. And so we get going on it, and my buddy Brian, he's like, if I go around the corner and I put my hands up, you know, like a straight signal, and an X means no good. And he put his hands up like kind of like a straight signal, like, check it out. So we're going along, trail's really steep and it's wet and moist. And then you can kind of grab onto some ropes that God knows who set them. This isn't like, oh, the park ranger was here and he set these ropes in the edge of the cliff and everything is rated safe. It's jacked. Ropes. Like, you don't know. The ropes are all discolored. Some are broke here. And we get to this one little part in the trail. Well,
Rowley.
The trail just isn't even there, where you pretty much got to hold onto the rope, step over about a 2-foot part of the trail where the trail washed away. And if you misstep there, the beach is only 30 feet below rocks. That's all. Oh. You know, certain paraplegic death type situation. Yeah. So I basically bridge two ropes, and then I have my daughter crawl between my legs. And then, like, my wife helping out, and I'm, like, shitting my pants. And we get through that, Scotty. We get through that. And I'm like, damn. In my head, I'm like, that's some intense shit, man. I don't want to go back that way. And
did you ever think about just turning around? That's what Scotty would have done.
You kind of. There's so many places, dude.
Plus my weed.
There's so many places you can get to that I found in Hawaii where if you commit too hard, you're already to a spot where – if you turn around or you go forward, you kind of feel like it's just as jacked. Mm. So we go forward for a while.
No turning back, dude.
In and out of a few different mini coves that were beautiful. Saw like 8 or 9 sea turtles. And these were the type of coves where the ocean swells in and then the water goes up like 10, 12 feet and then swells back out. Like, you definitely don't want to fall in them. If you fall in them, you have a whole nother thing to deal with, like being swept out, etc. But those weren't absolutely treacherous. And we go around 2-3 of those. By then, we're getting kind of hot. We still have enough water. I'm just judging in my head. Are we to the point where we're those tourists yet? Or,
those,
you know,
because it's the ones they find your body.
Dude, somebody while we were there in Oahu died. They fell off a 20-year-old cat that worked in Oahu, fell off a cliff, like so many hundred feet. Like, and he wasn't a tourist. But anyway, and I hate somebody being
fell off,
that person.
While I was sitting there running out of gas yesterday, somebody fell off a cliff, man. You know? Creepy shit. Yeah, shit happens, man. When you climb cliffs, people fall off.
Well, regardless, we got to the point where we have one more outcropping to try and get around through this little cove to get to Queen's Bath. And I'm like, okay, have my butt. And
this
it looks
be
sketchy
fucking
as
good. The Queen's
hell.
Bath better be awesome.
It's supposed to be pretty sweet. So I have my buddy go scope it. He's gone for like 20 minutes, comes around the corner, puts a big X up with his arms, starts shaking his head. No, he comes back around to us and he's like, dude, he's like, dude, if it was me and you, it's some like class 3 bouldering. I think we could get it, but no way we're going that way with your fam. And I'm like, oh my God. And I'm starting to be like, okay, I don't want to go across that damn rope thing again. You know, like, I don't want to go back that way. So I just start looking up and I'm like, We're getting out. I'm going straight up this way. And it was like a steep hillside covered with vegetation. I'm getting to the end here in case I'm boring anybody. But a very steep hillside covered with vegetation.
You had to scramble through some... Trampled on the natural vegetation, man? Well, howly.
I was loving it. I was like, look, at least it's very steep. You wouldn't want to do it with it. All the vegetation would hold you in place.
Right.
You'd grab it, and you'd be, it was pretty good.
So wow,
was,
man. You know. You guys
catwalked
nuts,
our
man.
Way back and forth up that and got to what we thought was going to be the final way out, which it was because we had to force ourselves. And we knew we were at the very top, but there was about 10 feet left of just very, you couldn't, like vertical grass, nothing to grab onto.
Oh, shit.
And we knew right up above that was a golf course, the Princeville Golf Course.
You're very climbing prestigious. Up into the golf course, the dude and his family. Yes.
Dude, I was like, My buddy's like, I think it's a golf course up there. I'm like, I do not give a shit. Glad.
A shit.
I hope there's somebody there with a cart that can give me a drink. I don't know. Anyway, so we get to the last point. We're all there. Basically, there's one tree we're like huddled on that has some roots and grips. And I look at my buddy. I'm like, all right, dude, I don't see any way to do this unless I'm going to lean into this hillside and then you climb up onto my shoulders. And then once you get up that high, there should be shit to grab. And he starts mounting up, and he's
so
almost going to do it.
Go on this vacation with you, man.
And he goes, you know what, dude? I'm not doing that. You need to get up there. And I'm like, shit. And I'm like, okay. I decided we're going this way. And it is one of those moments in life, man. Not everybody has them. I only half joke, but say it's really good to scare yourself once a day. And this scared me good enough for like
a while.
Like talking about this last moment here, I'm almost starting to get like a little shaky again because like my daughter's there, my wife's there, my buddy is not, he's not wanting to do it. And they're all like, and I'm like, shit, man. It's like one of those moments. I hate the term, but it's like, just got to man up and just go for it.
Right.
So I find
sometimes
like one,
say, what the fuck?
Dude, my 12-year-old, he's starting. Both of my kids were very cool the entire way, by the way, just because I was keeping my cool. I wasn't like, oh shit, if we fall here, we're dead forever. But anyway, put my foot in a root, knowing that once I push up, I'm fully committed and there's nothing really to grab but bunches of grass. So I just did the crawl, took all my shoes off, did the crawl, dug my toenails and fingers in and scraped the earth and grabbed grass for like 8 feet, got to the top and rolled over onto a golf course, dirty as shit, head to toe, mud in my face, and with my daughter's little Hello Kitty backpack in hand. And so everybody else started throwing up their packs. I attached them all together, and literally it was like a 5 foot long backpack chain that we had to have my daughter grab and say, okay, you hold on to this. Do not let go. And
you risk your daughter's life on a Hello Kitty backpack, man?
She was a trooper, dude. I was just planned on pulling her up, and she held onto the backpack and started climbing like it was like a playground challenge. Well, and then we got to the top, and she just looked around. Sometimes the beautifulness of little kids, like, I guess because she's never been in any trouble or fell hard enough.
Right.
She's like, whatever. That was just another hike.
Sure.
My son, though, he started getting that shaky, I want to get out of here shit.
He's fallen like, before he got the wind knocked out of him, before he knows
what
shit
hurts. Anyway, we all got up there. Much respect for Hawaii's hikes and land. It's insane what you can get yourself into quickly if you don't respect it. And the fact that my buddy, who I've been friends with since before junior high, like I said, has been through tons of shit.
Yeah, he don't play.
And knows... When he was the last guy up, and he's like, dude, and he's like, I'm like, come on, man. And he was scared. I'm like, dude, when homeboy's scared,
shit's
fucked up,
homeboy.
Man. Shit is screwed up, man. If he's getting scared, we're in a spot. And I ended up having to tie on a plastic cooler for the last link to reach him. And like, I'm like, dude, that's what you got to do is climb up that shit. Anyway, it all went well because I have the fish hook necklace that protects me. And, We're good to go. So that was just the first day.
I love that the fishhook necklace helped you, man. I love it.
Yes,
man.
Of course. That and karma.
Hey, that was the first. Yeah, karma. I fucking do believe that karma helped you, homie.
Now, dude, in hindsight, I would have much rather gone back the way we came and made it work. Because at any point during that whole thing, if it were
off.
To rain, we would have been calling straight 911 because rain turns it into, it would have been like trying to scrape up a mudslide, you know?
Yeah.
Like a straight vertical mudslide.
Man. You are nuts. So,
Anyway, it wasn't how it was supposed to be planned. But, it was my first day in Hawaii. So,
well, I'm glad you're fucking safe, homeboy. That is a fucked up story, man. That is really crazy.
I never realized how much until, because I haven't put my family in grave danger too much before,
It used to be your thing to, you know, be a little crazy before you were married, but you've been mellowed out lately, man.
Oh, it just made me have those thoughts, dude. Like, how could you ever live with yourself if you were responsible for one of your kids getting severely lifetime injured worse yet, dying?
Sure.
So, and I was like, all right, and then I just, then in those situations, you got to clear your head. Like, no. That's not the option today.
Nope.
No.
Everybody wins, man.
Yes. Anyway, a couple shout-outs to some homies out there, man. Joe Bob, great hookup. DGC ran into me first day, gave me some of his kind. I'm like,
nice.
This is too much, dude. I don't know. He's like, hey.
It's too much.
You don't want to run out while you're on vacation. I was like, you got a great point.
Okay,
and what was really cool is we connected back around on the backside of the trip so I could give back to him what I didn't use.
Right.
Hung out with me, been out there for a while. Really cool cat. Grow Life Hawaii. What's up, man? Another really cool cat. And congrats. He just recently had a daughter, I think, just like 2 days ago or something.
Wow.
And
congratulations.
Yeah, he came and hang, man. We're going to get back out there, Scotty. He's got some good things going on. Showed me some pictures, some no-till 100-gal smart pot plants.
Yes. Show me some pictures, trellis. Brother.
Dude, trellis that started, the first, I think, if I was looking at the pictures right, like the first trellis like starts at 7 feet. Like he's, and he, because he's got vertical ceiling, so he's going to grow, I think, like 10-foot plants.
And is it under lights or outside?
Yeah, those were under lights. And then there, I think those were all under lights. It looked like they're in a some type of warehouse situation. I don't know if I said he had all the cover crop on the 100-gal smart pots. And we only had a little bit of time to hang, so... Sorry if I have any details hazy. Plus, we're getting high as hell right on the ocean hanging out. But, yeah, man, he has a bunch of cool things going on. You got to have the hustle, I was learning on Kauai. You know, it's a resourceful place where a lot of people live paycheck to paycheck. Grow Life Hawaii kicks the microgreens, medicinal cannabis, as well as working, I believe, another job at one of the resorts. And got me inspired in that microgreen stuff, man, and the things us growers can do. With our grow lights other than just grow cannabis.
Absolutely.
So, as I'm sitting here right now with to this side, which is on the other side of Scotty, of course, a T58 bulb. And then there's one actually behind me, behind the greenness, and there's one above me. I love my T5s. Granted, I'm slowly changing them out to the LED inserts.
Right.
Because that's another thing, dude. On Kauai, I didn't even think of it. I was like, what do you grow your microgreens under, man? And he's like, LED, man. Only LED. Because electricity, I think, is 38 cents a kilowatt hour.
Wow. I think it's 14 here.
Yeah. They're still old school, man. All the power there is diesel generators.
Oh,
so,
Jesus.
Yeah. Think about it. Totally. So,
diesel generator. Nothing makes you want to buy a greenhouse faster than running lights on a diesel generator, right?
Seriously. So you got to be all LED, but yeah, really good hanging out there. I'll have some more things that come to me as we go on. Oh, Josh, I'll shout out to John, man, at Stand Up Paddle Kauai. Had a really good time out paddle boarding. And the one other thing, since I guess I get to talk too much today, Scotty said his voice is a little rough.
I'm hoarse, man. So you talk.
I'll just keep jiving as my caffeine hits my Harlequin volcano buzz. it's crazy because on Kauai, and I believe most of the Hawaiian islands, there's not much. Like, as we scrambled through, like, all that shit I was talking about on the cliff, buried up to our knees, sometimes laying down in it, grabbing shit.
Right.
All, I'm like, we're going to get, like, everything. And then it's like, you know what? There's nothing there to get. If you were to do that excursion, like, in Tennessee, you're getting chiggers, ticks, poison ivy, poison oak.
Sure.
You might come across a couple rattlesnake copperheads. I don't know.
Oh, you're saying because it's an island in the middle of the ocean?
They don't have any invasive. Yeah, there's no snakes on any of the Hawaiian islands.
Right.
The spiders are minimal. There's no plants that make you itch. There's a few that will stick you. There's some wild blackberry, I think, and raspberries in a hike we did, but those were
brought in. And they should have the thorn blackberry club, and I'd be a member.
Yes, we could get a thornless version in there. But even going along the paddleboarding trip, man, Scott, you've been from down in Florida, and I'm like paddleboarding on this freshwater river along what look like, I know they're not called, I don't, they might be like mangroves, and you can get in and out of the water. It looks like if that was anywhere else in the world, there should be snakes, alligators, and other shit in there. But there's just wherever you're at physically, it's somewhat, I haven't been anywhere like that in a while where you're not going to get anything, unless you fall, of course, or do something like that.
Right.
So.
Right.
So pretty cool, man. Pretty cool.
I'm sure Hawaii's nice. It's not like Florida, though. Okay, man.
I should have took a picture of one hiking sign up in the Kokea or Koki Forest.
Okay.
It's like the, that's just basically warning. And they have these signs in a lot of different places. Trail may break away at any point, resulting in injury or death from falls because all the ground's soft and stuff, and people get too close to the freaking edge, and the next, and there's landslides all over the place that can happen.
That's fucking crazy.
And the next thing you know, the ground below you is just 800 feet gone.
That's fucking nuts, man.
It is nuts. It is nuts, sir. We're going to do, if we ever get on our special report, traveling, dude grows, whatever we're going to call it, video show, Kauai will be one of the destinations.
I'm down. I'm down, man. I don't fly, though, so I'll have to take a boat.
But I've been jiving for a while. We'll move on. I got other things I could talk about. I guess I'll end it up with lastly, we're joking something before the show. Or I think I was saying how you, if it ain't broke, don't fix it type mentality when you live somewhere where maybe not everything's available or everything's twice as expensive as the mainland, you know, so you're be resourceful. And I was talking to my my stand-up paddleboard cat, and he was driving a nice Tacoma, big tires. Toyota's the official off-road vehicle of Hawaii, by the way. I don't know if that's by my terms. And he's like, yeah, bro, anything here, Toyota 4x4. You put it on Craigslist, and you put priced above Blue Book value, and you still get calls.
So oh, sure, crazy. Man, because it's not like there's tons of them all around. Oh, you know what, man? I'll just drive to Alabama and get one, man. The desperate there.
I'll just take one back as my carry-on and not worry about shipping it over. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I understand that, man.
Well, let's move on. Let's limited, move on, guys.
It's limited stuff, man. It's an island.
Good to be back, and would love to go back there and could talk about it for another hour, but I'll just dabble it in here and there.
Nice, man. Nice. Cool.
What about the DGC is smoking on, man? Over in the Dank Nugs on DudeGrows.com.
Yes.
Got Jack Hair.
It rhymes with terror, my man. So just replace you go hair, the T not her, with an H hair. And Jack Hair. Yep.
LNF Garden.
Yep.
He's got some Dank Nugs here, man. If you guys want to check out the Dank Nugs, just go over to the latest and click on Dank Nugs. Submit your own. Get them featured here. Get 1,000 nugs. And you can use those over in the vault on DudeGrows.com. Or instead of calling it the vault, DGC Shop. There's a link right there for you to click on all kinds of newts and swag and shit.
Yes, sir. So, yes, sir.
Here we go. Hey, DGC. It's your friendly neighborhood basement grower here.
All right. I love those dank, kind of guys. Especially
I have a couple Dank
over.
Nugs. Put some Jack Hair. From Black Skull Seeds. She's at day 60 of flower. So what are they? What strain is this again? Jack Hair. Does anybody know how many days flowers?
It's not an 8 week. It's a little bit after. I want to say it's like a nine week. It's a little bit 70, 72 days is the same. It's not like the 56th day or though.
So 60 days of flower, and he says, I think day 7 of flush. Probably going to, I should have just kept reading. Probably going to go 70 to 72 days. Grown in 5 gal soft pots, cocoa perlite, a little worm, mills, newts, armor, that's a silica, recharge, a little fluorescence plus, and rainwater. That all sounds dandy to me. Got an old Sun System Magnum Triple XL with a Hortolux 600 HPS. Although the AC is on its way, so that should change some things. Mostly just means I don't have an excuse to take time off in the summer. I remember, man, back when I worked retail, man, summer's always... was, not anymore, a bit slower in Colorado because the growers, you know, black market growers would be killing it during fall, winter, and then summer is playtime.
All you got to do is hang a light in your basement and just maybe a fresh air intake or something like that. You know, run a can fan as an exhaust, rather. And, I mean, you don't have to spend thousands of dollars on a fucking totally sealed room in Colorado 3 seasons out of the year.
Well, he goes on to say, I think this plant has more resin than any plant I've grown.
Right. Now, congratulations, I know brother.
What it means when dudes say their buds are greasy. This baby's got the grease. Not very big buds. It. Nothing but mids, really. But super frosty. I mean, that's what you... Don't worry about that, man. If you got greasy, dank, awesome, crystally buds,
yep.
Some of the best buds I've seen are not the biggest buds by any means. So now I know what it... Okay, nothing but mids really, but super frosty. Smells like lemon pine saw.
Yeah.
Really strong. The lemon is like fresh squeezed and the pine smells just like tree sap. Dank. I love it. This is my second run with this one and I'm pretty happy. Think I'll have to keep her around for a little while. Learning a lot lately. And the plants and I are loving it. Gotta thank the DGC for the knowledge and keeping it interesting. Thanks for checking out my dank. I got some good ones coming up for you guys soon. Till then, growers love. Beautiful picture you got here, man. There is a shit ton of frost.
That's frosty shit right there, man.
And your leaves look great for where you're at. Even with 12 days left, he's got yellowing out, losing a lot of green. Even if you're going to have, like I tell people, leaves dying, falling off, whatever, that's fine. Don't sweat it. You're getting ready to take the plant. So, awesome, man.
Absolutely.
Appreciate that.
Yes.
All right,
LNF Garden. Looks like a guy.
Oh, I can see you wanted to feature.
Yes, sir.
Something in the DGC shop vault here.
Yes. Yes, we do have some of the
Scott's
castings.
Got a shit ton of worm. Go ahead.
Yep, we know. We've got the earthworm castings. I don't know if we have. Do we have the ones in there that are mixed with the biochar yet?
No, the mix isn't in there. But no. If you want those, just let us know.
Okay. All right, deal. I want those, man. They're cool. Now, I was talking to Montgomery about the whole soil organic matter thing. I'm sold on earthworm castings. Always was, but I get earthworm castings. I dig that biochar, too. I like the idea of mixing them together.
But these are just 15 pounds of straight castings, right?
Yep, that's what this is. And I'll check, man. If somebody bugs me like Fish Ganja Guy is doing the proper job of doing, I'll get all this shit in the vault, man. I just have a bad memory.
Yes, very important.
I don't have a system yet, man. There's a couple things I have systems for, and those things I do well. And other things I have no system for, and those things I do quite poorly, sir.
No worries.
Hey, man, I saw a couple cool things on Instagram. Did you see the vape hoodie? I know.
Dude, that was cool.
I said it yesterday, but that thing's fucking cool, man.
I got to pull that up. Cool vape hoodie.
Yeah,
so basically this is like, you know, hoodie has strings coming out of the other side of the hood. And I swear I've seen something like this before. Maybe it was like connected. Maybe it was like a beer bladder hoodie where you drink beer out of your hoodie. But this one has one quart of your hoodie, right? Goes to your vaporizer.
Right.
It's the actual where it holds your concentrate and the power supply. And then the other quart of the hoodie you hit. That's your mouthpiece. I love it.
I'll bet you they bought out the beer bladder hoodie guy, man. And they repurposed it.
What is this officially called? Is this some certain company or something? Or?
Oh, shit. You know what? I just had it, man.
Vaporware.
Thank you so much. I just had it.
Vaporware. Oh, I'm sure they have some other things. They got something like some type of cowboy hat for Texas homies. You know, something that little something comes out of there. Tassel.
That'd be cool, man. That would be cool. It holds a four pack.
Oh, this is a video, too. You actually get to see it in action.
Yes.
Anyway, check that out, Vaporware. What else you got? What else?
Let's see what else we got, man. We've been looking on Instagram. We've been checking out the Dude Grow Show hashtag. Here is Golden Growers 1. He's showing off his, this looks like a vegin plant. Is that a green? No, it's inside. Is that inside or a greenhouse? I can't tell.
It looks like it's inside.
It says it's a member berry from... what does that say? Those collectives? What does that say?
The Thos.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, no, it's the Ethos Collective.
Thank you. The Ethos Collective. Loving life. She is liking the training and looking like a bush. Only using teas right now and a healthy amount of micros from both Recharge and Mammoth P. It says
GoldenGrowers.1 gives a shout out over in it. Dude Grows Crew.
Beautiful,
on Instagram.
Man. Beautiful. I will.
Cool.
Yeah, sounds good, brother. Thank you for that.
If you can't tell, I think we're trying to get involved in Instagram
a
little bit more.
Yeah, like I said, my whole MO is learning in public. So,
dude, you'll meet people at trade shows, full on trade shows we go to, cannabis industry, plenty of other industries where it's like, if you ask for a business card, they look at you like, what? Like, don't you know about Instagram,
yeah,
man?
Right?
That's my
just follow
my
me.
Everything. And which I'm not against. I just was trying to do, I guess, a mockery. it is a very convenient way, especially if you're an artist or a grower and you're trying to display things you do visually. So,
agreed, sir. Agreed. I just dropped my mouse and closed everything. So, cover for me, dude.
Oh, can you recover?
Yes.
Can you recover while I get into the news?
Yes, seamlessly, sir. like it never happened.
And closed everything. All right. Cannabis news. So this was in Men's Health, pretty popular magazine slash website, I guess, if you will, this day and age.
I like health.
Every time you pick up a cover of a magazine of Men's Health, you can check out another dude's six-pack of abs, man, and how you can get them.
Isn't that the one that has a ton of chicks in it? Because they know what men really like to see in magazines.
I don't know. It seems like they feature dudes like on the front talking about, and they talk about abs a lot. I got abs. They're under here. They're under this part. They're covered a little bit. They're supposed to be covered. You want to protect your abs with a quarter inch of fat.
So you're telling me, man, if I show up at your house one day, I might see you like hanging out on the back porch reading a Men's Health magazine, man?
No, you won't. Scientists discover new medical marijuana benefit. I mean, I feel like I need the lead in, like the news.
Is this an advertorial anywhere?
So, the benefits of marijuana have been touted at length. It has reportedly been used to treat patients dealing with chronic pain and multiple sclerosis, among other conditions. Let's add another benefit to the list, killing tumors. Whoa. According to research led by Dr. University of London. See, when I read something like this and then it ties in, I assume I didn't click on the link to read the actual, you know, research.
Right.
I'm going with that the University of London
is a real place.
Legit. So it goes, both THC and CBD boost the effectiveness of chemotherapy drugs. Combining chemotherapy with cannabinoids proved more effective than chemotherapy alone, meaning similar effect could be replicated with less chemotherapy. Less chemotherapy means less of the nasty side effects, and who doesn't want that? So, and goes on, let's see here. But they're talking about how so smoking marijuana will have a similar side effect, but cannabinoids are very exciting prospect in oncology. Oncology is like cancer treatment, basically.
Right.
Like part of the hospital, the oncology ward or something. It's probably good that I don't just right off totally know that.
Yeah, and that's what it is, definitely.
Anyway.
I was researching to make sure that really was the University of London.
You were doing some research to make sure this wasn't like...
There's a London University or something, so good. I'll give it to him, all right? I was into that. Just checking, man, just checking. I don't believe in nothing anymore, dude.
Yeah, and they're saying combining chemotherapy with cannabinoids proved
if you hear
more
the
effective.
Helicopters circling around my house, just ignore them the way I've been lately, man. I'm sure everything's fine.
Yes.
Nothing to see here, boys. Yeah.
Anyway, what I wanted to get into was not much with this article. It was just kind of humorous to me that they said, scientists discover new medical marijuana benefit. You know what? Anecdotally, shit tons of people have discovered this for decades, right?
Right.
I mean, I'm pretty sure...
I don't know if they discovered or they know that marijuana like reverses cancer and kills tumors. That I really want to see information about.
Hey, that's a broad statement. You can't say marijuana reverses cancer and kills tumors.
That's what
make
I'm,
it sound like a
superhero. I'm saying that I want to see proof of that. I'm hoping that they develop medicines, you know, cannabis-based medicines that prove that. I'm not convinced of it yet until I see proof. What I am convinced of, if you're going through chemotherapy or radiation and you're sick, smoking marijuana will help you. It'll help you keep your appetite. It'll help you feel better.
What about RSO, the Rick Simpson oil? I mean, that's the most popular thing I guess you could point a finger at if you want to look into. I guess a lot of that's...
Like, dude, I was just hanging out with Dave Montgomery, okay? He's an academic, and I'll say what he would say. Cool, show me the research, the peer-reviewed research. Let's check it out. If Rick Simpson can do it, let's do it, and let's study it. You know, and let's find out exactly what's working and so we can replicate it.
Yeah, there's just not near enough research being or that's been done or being done on that right now to be able to even start to make that claim.
Yeah, Rick Simpson oil uses naphtha. Okay, so I'm just saying that's what the recipe
says.
Well,
to my knowledge, we know that, I'll just say what I non-scientifically believe, but some science is in this, that if there's cancer, I believe you can have cancer cells in a Petri dish. And I believe if you throw a bunch of THC and cannabis in there with them.
But cancer cells in a Petri dish ain't the problem, man. You know, it's not just where they're at. It's the hidden cancer cells that are clustered all over, you know, 50 little tiny little mini tumors that are all growing.
And what's going on with their immune system when the cancer. There's so many different interactions going on.
And that the body
a petri dish can even start to replicate.
Yeah, the body is the host. You have
I
want to
say that they
the
also
body.
Found that MDMA in a petri dish kills leukemia cells.
Now, I know, and we're not saying the body is different,
kills
for
a
sure.
Lot of shit. And bleach in a petri dish kills AIDS. You know, fucking, that doesn't help us, does it?
The point, though, I think is what's hard sometimes for people is, one, I believe to have a chance of treating cancer without chemotherapy, and again, this is all just what I think. I'm
right.
not stating facts here that
Hell no,
you have
man.
To go deep, man. You have to go deep, like you're going to get system saturation, et cetera. I also believe that, I've said before on the show, it's good to have... man, I like this Harlequin. Does not get you like super high, but it feels really good. Anyway, the maintaining some edibles as well as potentially vaping, but having a daily consumption of cannabis in your life, I think somewhat of a preventative.
I know.
I'm hoping it's healthy. It makes sense to me. What do you got?
Yeah, that makes sense to me. You know, that if you have a lot of cannabis in your system, but dude, what's up with Bob Marley, man? Come on. Bob Marley died of fucking cancer. It ran through his body, rampant through his body. Nobody smoked more weed than that guy.
I don't, yeah. You know? We're not going there with any conspiracy theories. I don't know.
But
don't
it
know
can definitely
to
be
comment.
Used to treat the symptoms of chemotherapy or of the like pain caused from the cancer.
I'm sure of that. I know that universally, if someone is going through chemotherapy, they should use cannabis to keep their appetite. So, yeah, I'm absolutely...
And to help with the nausea, too.
Yeah, and exactly, man. You know, exactly. But, it's you know, for stomach, that's why I love cannabis so much, because I have a terrible stomach. I walk by a hot dog stand, I feel sick. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yes.
The smell of a hot dog stand? The
smell of a hot dog
bad?
Stand, man. I walk in the other side of Home Depot, because if I smell that hot dog stand, it turns my stomach for 20 minutes. It'll put me into a cold
what
sweat.
What happened to
man.
You when you were younger with hot dogs?
I just have a very sensitive stomach, man. That's why I don't like to just sit around drinking beers either. You know, I try to take a beer
and I sip it
for a little bit, and I try to, you know, try to fit in, I'll say. But, yeah, they wreck my stomach, man. You know, I just have a shit stomach. It's a blessing and a curse, my friend.
Fair enough. I will take it over to one. You said in that story you thought there's helicopters flying on the outside of your house or something. I was in mid-conversation.
They've landed now.
With Joe Bob and Girl Life Hawaii out there on the beach smoking, and all of a sudden, like, Girl Life Hawaii stops, and he's, like, distracted from my conversation. He's looking up at the sky for, like, a minute, and then he's like, sorry, man, sorry, dude. I just was checking out the colors on that chopper because there's apparently, like, a red, I don't know what other colors, like, three-color pattern. They have it memorized.
Oh, once
that
it
goes
tops,
out.
We can take a check,
yeah,
it
checks for grows.
The lens, man.
They're doing that shit where, like, they don't care for a while, and then they care, or they don't care, or then they don't care for a while, and then they'll come take out one big guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just a bunch of random shit.
It's fucked up, man.
Anyway.
Politics, man. Politics on the island, bruh.
I got some good politics real quick. One more news story here from the cannabis.
Yes.
After years of lobbying for veterans, Colorado adds officially PTSD as a medical marijuana condition. So hell yeah on that. Very good news.
Now that a couple days ago. I'm 100% sure of, man. You know?
Yeah. Hickenlooper signed the bill 17 into law. So opens up doors for Colorado residents to receive a doctor's okay for treatment of PTSD symptoms, which is awesome because I'm pretty sure all you're going to need to do for any doctor, cool doctor or not, go in there and show them your military ID, and the conversation should be over almost, in my opinion. I mean, you do want to assess what people are going through, et cetera, but too many successful stories in this arena.
Well, no,
where,
and then they need to figure out what degree of PTSD they're in, too.
What up?
There you go.
Money.
They need to,
I heard Guru Wayne.
They need to decide what degree of PTSD the person is in and, like, how... I mean, I guess depressed they could possibly need to figure out like what exactly is going on with them.
Yeah.
So they do need to see like a medical professional. But with, because it won't just be from the doctor. I think they'll have to be diagnosed PTSD from a psychiatrist.
But I'm a little bit older. I remember guys coming home from Vietnam, and a lot of them drank themselves to death. A lot of them shot themselves and stuff, you know, got really drunk and shot themselves. There was like rampant suicide and stuff like that. And drinking is one of those really tough things, man, where you can get real depressed in a bottle of Jack Daniels. The more I smoke a lot, man. Sometimes if I'm down, whatever. Yeah, we'll sit there and just smoke joint after joint, and it doesn't do the same thing. I can smoke five fucking joints. I can smoke joints, you know, chain smoke them for the next 5 hours. It's not going to fucking do the same thing that, you know, chain drinking or just keep on drinking shot after shot after shot is going to do. So it's even though, you know, for people that have, you know, are dealing with psychological issues, I think cannabis is such a safe thing to give them because it's hard to really abuse it.
No, 100%. I mean, we can go on days for the different comparisons, and myself being, I don't mind saying, an experienced drinker with a beer, the negatives and the positives going on. And
you
that sounds
a
like
a positive, right? Is that what you just said?
No, but I will tell you, I got a couple. I was just one more point on this story, and speak up a little bit, Scotty. I didn't hear you great the last segment, but the other thing is financial aspect with this. The veterans, I mean, spending money on recreational prices versus medical prices is huge. Very big difference there. And, you know, there's plenty of veterans that versus other demographics of the population that are on a tight budget for whatever reason. But, you know, anybody that's medicinally accessing, like, I could quit smoking weed tomorrow for the rest of my life. I'll probably live a happy life. What?
I said, fuck you. I ain't quitting smoking weed.
This is a hypothetical situation.
Yeah, well, hypothetical.
I wouldn't feel
off.
Like I wouldn't be, you know, in pain. I wouldn't be like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do without this? I mean, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I kind of would be like, what am I going to do without this? But I don't need it as much as somebody with medical, you know, if you have MS or PTSD, et cetera, and I believe those people should be getting better pricings on medications that is for a medical condition.
I got
That's
you.
All I got.
I don't know, man.
Did you speak up? Did you just try to get louder with the FU part is all?
No,
that's what
but
I heard.
I'm just saying that I mean, I don't think you need to actually be really sick to benefit from the medicinal benefits of weed, you know, or cannabis.
I agree.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean,
you know, for me, it's really helped me just and maybe helped me avoid a lot of other pitfalls. You know, I don't have
dude,
to do any, you know, do any
it
other
helps
drugs.
With a ton. I'm trying a thing now, which you hear, there's tons of success stories where, you know, when you feel like if I'm hanging out barbecue day, you know, maybe I got a six pack of IPAs for after a long day of work. And right. I usually don't ever pound a six pack of IPAs, by the way, that's too much. But hey, I'll be like sitting on the couch. I'll be like, maybe I should go up and get another beer. And they're like, you know what? Go take a one-y,
yep,
and then think about what you want to do. And then maybe you will still get that other beer, but it'll be your last one. It's just, I've been really practiced with offsetting beer consumption with and having more cannabis consumption. Because like you said, man, it's just...
Let me go on this PTSD thing, man, because, you know, PTSD, all I know about depression, you know? So I've known folks that are depressed. I've known guys that have kind of, you know, called shell shock or whatever like that. But, you know, they're just different. You know, they come back from an experience and they're different. And some of those guys have been the best gardeners, the best cannabis gardeners. And that's what their identity kind of became after a while was, you know, it'd be, oh, man, that guy, he don't do much. He hangs out at his garden and grows the best weed, man. You go hang out with him, you talk to him, he was maintaining, okay? I'm not saying he's setting the world on fire, but the cannabis gardening was able to give him something to look forward to. He had all these different plants that he was raising, and there was always a circle of life going. It was something where it wasn't like, oh, my dog died, man. Maybe I'll kill myself now. I'm depressed. You know, generation of seeds and plants and something to look forward to. And there was always people giving these guys respect. I knew a couple of them, but I can think of two or three right now. And they were always getting respect for it, man. And it was probably, you know, it was something big. It was something that they had. They didn't have much
else. Well, doing something you like a hobby you like, for one, that's a good thing, right? Like, let's say... I like to build remote control cars. I have it. It's mindless. It's not mindless, but that's my hobby.
Sure.
Having a hobby of watching something grow that it knows it relies on you or die. Like you could take
but
some
remote
different
control cars.
And grow
that's great. That's a way you can spend money. But growing cannabis is a way you can share joy.
Yeah, that's
and
what
medicine.
I'm saying, man.
It's and life.
As well as, yeah, exactly where I was going. Thank you. It's very rewarding when it's the full circle, like you're saying. Not only is it a hobby, you also have something relying on you to live,
yeah.
And it helps you, and it maybe helps a couple of your friends, yes, et cetera.
So it's important we support growers' rights, not only the ability. Hey, that's so nice of us. We gave the ability for guys that are suffering from PTSD to go and buy $30 grams now. Boy, we're so nice, you know? No, I mean, let's let them grow. We got to support growers' rights.
They can grow.
Here.
They can grow.
Here.
Well, yeah, 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 Colorado.
Yeah, you know, there's plenty of places where they just want to sell you fucking some fancy Marinol bullshit, you know, repackaged Marinol bullshit.
Yeah, it's changing. It's a changing.
Yep.
Too slow, but a changing.
Keep
Let me
speaking,
go.
Man. Keep preaching, dude. It'll get out.
Get low when the whistle blow. Moving on before we have a break and grow talk. A little bit of an extended show today, but not too bad. I like it. Haven't been on the mic in a bit.
Love it, man. Love it. Good to hear from you, brother.
So I want to yell at
Don't yell
Spectrum
at
King LED. What's up? Yell at you guys. If you don't know, Spectrum King, I got my 2-6 hundies that have been hanging for bits now. I'm going to let you know my harvest report on 3 lemon G's in 15-gallon containers
yes.
that look like they got the weight.
I'll be right
as
over.
Well as there was one Harlequin, and the Harlequin was like a plant that didn't have the weight. It was like those medium but diamond, like diamond buds, like very lovely. So
right.
I wasn't too concerned with not having the weight in those. But regardless, if you haven't checked out Spectrum King LED, go over there, check them out. Pick up definitely lower prices. When we first started covering Spectrum King, I think it's like 600 something like that for their SK 400 plus now.
Really?
I thought it was 600 something. I'm pretty sure we talked about it on a few shows ago. Hmm. Check them out. Coupon code DUDESK. And if you have the means, I highly recommend the SK 600. They are pretty. The 400 has a deeper profile, which you got to have some room for. The SK 600, about 7 inches thick, I think, which I really like. But you still need, before you get those, space between your canopy, 2 feet at least. Remember that, guys. I've seen some people get excited. I'm going to go get some. But you need vert. You need ceiling height. They're meant to, you know, power down on a good footprint. So.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes.
And if you need any more information, just search Spectrum King over at dudegrows.com. Plenty of people in the crew running them down even to their closet case size, which is 100 watt LED. So,
deal, right. man. Can all I right. shout out to somebody, dude? Why are you the only one that banned the shout out?
Who, me?
AHL.
No, where can I get Recharge?
AHL Garden Supply in Albuquerque, New Mexico, rocking the Recharge.
AHL, huh?
Yes, man. All right. Don't ask. But if you have to ask, you'll never know what it stands for, okay?
No, I'm not. Right on,
Albuquerque Hydroponic and Lighting. All right.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Guess.
Cool.
Anyway,
check it out, guys. Get some Recharge down there. Tell them Dude Grow Show sent you.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Good job, guys. Thanks for slinging it.
One quick break here, guys. Look at some memes. Maybe play a jam. Whatever. Hit it, and we'll be back with some Grow Talk.
Yes, sir.
Government van. Well, they hung me up on minimum mandatories, and I'll be leaving jail a much older man. They hung me up on minimum mandatories, and I'll be leaving jail a much older man. And that jail's for fools. Garden down, burned it down to the ground. Hey, bro, I heard they took your garden down, burned it down to the ground. Why?
of the ganja and spread the medicine all around town. Yes, I grew good ganja and share the medicine all around now. And I use the money for fun. I'm a grower.
Grow talk. I also think we might be doing, you don't have to hold me to it, I went through some of the old Grow Talk guys, not too old, just a few, like a week old at the most or something. Found a few different Grow Talks that we didn't hit while I was going on vacay, and you know how I feel about Grow Talk. I want to talk about Grow.
All Grow Talk.
So I think we might have
all the time. Dude, grows.
Limited, bringing it back, Grow Talk special here in a couple days just to hit a bunch of Grow Talk questions for you.
Excelente.
All right, light diet from Vussy Boy.
Yes,
assembly line.
I've advised the guru to not hand me the bong anymore, to no longer repack the bong. So let's do this.
Simmer down. While I hit this. Hi, y'all. Or hi, all. You great people of the DGC. And, of course, a dank greeting to Dude and Scotty and our beloved, beloved Grow Guru.
Hey, you're beloved now, guru.
Aw, shucks.
Yeah. It's like being loved.
Following all the great advice, I got a question about light movers on my assembly line part one question. I decided to buy some 315 ceramic metal halides, bought two, both with a veg and a bloom.
Okay.
Bought two. So I guess one has a veg bulb and one has a bloom bulb. In my effort to keep the plants as low as possible, I'm thinking about buying a 7200 Kelvin metal halide light with a parabolic reflector. Now, parabolic, is that like that big umbrella style?
Yes, it is. Pretty inefficient.
Been around since the 70s.
Right. Spreads it out really far.
The reason for the parabolic reflector is that I want to be able to run a 600 watt. And to my knowledge, that reflector type is good at dispersing heat. Why I want a 600 watt is because I'm really liking the idea of getting a 10,000K finishing bulb. 10K finishing bulb, we've talked about these not in a while on the show, but it's supposed to be a certain spectrum where you run the last week or something to just bring on the resin production and whatnot. And he goes, that's what he wants to do, increase resin and oil production at the end of the grow. From the research I've been reading, I believe it would greatly increase the quality. So here's the questions. Does anyone run a parabolic reflector and confirm they do get rid of heat well?
You know, what does get rid of heat mean? Because, you know, the heat is there. I mean, if you want it spread out over a little bit further of an area, I guess, but what's the fan going to do?
600 watts. Well,
experimental
600
greenhouse.
Watts.
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand that.
Well, it says it'll get rid of a parabolic reflector would only get rid of the infrared heat, and that's because it's a spotlight that can be hung over the canopy higher. Okay. I mean, I get what you're saying. Temperature degrees wise, it's not going to get rid of any heat, but maybe hot spot wise on his garden.
Yeah, I think people like used them back in the day when they thought 1,000 watt could cover a 10x10 room. You know what I mean? I mean, hang them up vertically with a parabolic reflector in the center of the room, and yeah, it would disperse the heat through that big reflector. But I mean, it's still there.
Yeah, it's just dispersing it into your grow room.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, I was always kind of thinking, if you have fans running, aren't you just spreading the heat around anyway?
If you were going to get a reflector that I would recommend for at the end of flowering, a 600-watt bulb, and you want to run bare bulb, I'm assuming, get a Justin Wings. They're not cheap. They're high-quality aluminum German material. But Justin Wings, in my opinion, are pretty good reflectors. So that's what I run, actually, on my 600-watt Hortolux bare bulb.
Right. How do you run an Justin Wing on a bare bulb? How do you run an Justin Wing on a bare bulb?
Just not air-cooled?
There is no air-cooled option for the Justin Wings. It's just a...
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's a reflector.
Gotcha,
yeah.
Okay.
You're not familiar, sir?
I'm thinking something different, man. I was thinking something different. I was thinking the...
I would tell them to just
bare
get...
Bare bulb, like, hanging down the bulb with no socket, with no hood.
Instead of going with a 10K finishing bulb or running a 7200K metal halide at 600 watts, just get another 315.
Instead of a... What's he trying to do with the 600? Put it up high or something?
Is he running a 600 HPS there with his two ceramic metal halides?
No, I think he just wants to run his two 315s and at the end finish with a 10K finish bulb, a 600-watt 10K finish bulb. So that's what I mean. I'm saying if go for it. If you want to try that shit, growing's about trying shit, man. Yep. Some people are saying you're getting the UV you want out of the 315s because those are going to be good enough. But I used to finish with the Hortolux Blue. Sometimes I've tried metal halides and I had good reports on my Island Sweet Skunk when the scissors were gumming up twice as quick as the one grown under an H or the one that I didn't use a finishing bulb and finished with a regular HPS.
Right.
So I have decent reports on what I call bringing on the resin and sunscreen with a higher metal halide or higher Kelvin finishing bulb.
Okay.
I think you should give it a go and let us know.
This is the Doc Brown's Green Thumb comment. It says, stated above, the 315s will give you a better spectrum and the UV that you seek. If anything, I would run another 315 or a 630, depending on your growing environment.
I heard you.
Something to think about, man. I'm not convinced about this. I mean, you could try it if you got them, but I don't know if I'd spend a fortune on it. If you could go buy a 315 for a couple $100 or a 630 for a few $100 from Sun Spectrum.
Yeah, if he's got the 600-watt ballast and all he's got to do is buy a reflector and bulb, I'd say go for it. Oh, those are the Justa Wings. You must have the means. They're definitely a little spendy.
Yeah, I mean, what can you get a 630 Sun Spectrum for? You know, a ceramic, damn, man, I can't even think. Metal halide, CMH.
I do not know off the top of my head, sir.
Under $400, I believe, no?
I'm going to move on, though. All right, we got heat comparison.
Comparison.
I'm 420. Got to watch Waterboy, actually. Man. My kid hasn't seen the movie Waterboy, and he likes Sandler and some of his
slicks. Those old Adam Sandler movies are so good. What the hell was the one that was on? What's the one? Happy Gilmore? That shit was so fucking good.
Top notch. Go to your happy place. All right, 420 Tony, Dude and Scotty, I'm thinking about switching over to a 315 or even a 630. Can you tell me how the heat compares to my 1,000-watt lights that I'm currently running? I'd like to be able to remove my glass lens from my air-cooled hood so I can take advantage of the UV. I've heard you guys mention that they run a lot cooler than HIDs, but I have no idea how much more. Thanks much, 420 Tony. I mean, yeah, definitely running cooler. We're talking watt for watt to a degree, 630 watts versus 1,000. Is going
to
run.
It's not to a degree, though. It's watt for watt, right?
Well, he's air cooling his 1,000, so if we're taking that into consideration, it's a little bit of a different equation.
What do you have any information on how much heat loss, you know, BTUs that you lose through air cooling as far as how effective it is?
Half?
Yeah.
Half?
Somewhere around there?
Because isn't it each air-cooled hood you should treat like 3,000 BTUs?
So 18, yeah, 18.
I think so, 3,000, 3,500.
And then if you think about it, if it's like 3.2 BTUs per watt, so 1,000 would be, yeah.
Interesting. I'm trying to think how many I ran off a 3-ton AC. I think I ran 10 lighters off a 3-ton non-air-cooled, if that helps.
Well, man, these days, in 2017... You know, if you're air cooling your lights, you're just not cool. I'm just kidding. You can still air cool your lights.
You are losing some UV, though.
It's not old school yet, but pretty much, man, with LED lighting technology, 315.
Yeah, I would get on it.
I was so excited when I got rid of that ducting and just cleaned up my upper area of my grow room and didn't have this venting there and another fan humming. I love not having air-cooled lighting.
What do you think? You think a 630 is equivalent to a 1,000 air-cooled? You think that's a fair comparison?
I would say six ways from Sunday we could go with that.
They're hot. The 630s are hot, man. You're no bullshit about it, man. But they're...
I mean, just one reminder. We'll move on to like one or two more questions. Scott gave me a little warning, a little verklempt today.
I'm not feeling so
which
good.
Is no worries. We got more Grow Talk coming tomorrow or the next day. Anyway, before you guys, if possible, get into these lightings. Wherever your grow space is, try and get your light. Order your light as far ahead of time as you can before you actually have plants in there so you can be prepared. Oh, shit, this is way too hot. How am I going to handle this? Or do I need an AC? Or I need this type of fan?
But you should be able to do the math and prepare correctly.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
I hear you.
But there's no free lunch.
Get your room set
up. So, I mean, as 630 is almost two thirds of a 1,000 watt light, you know. So it's two thirds of the heat. I don't know, just because it's burning different gas, I don't think it's giving off a different color light, but it's still giving off 630 watts of heat.
It's putting off more light per watt than an HPS is. So it like a six it's 630 watts.
Right.
Each of those watts is more efficient than the 1,000 watt light. I don't know. They're close in terms of comparison between each other and how much light output they're putting out.
So light output, the other half of that is heat then?
Yeah.
So that means that they're putting out less heat.
Well yeah, because but when it's in a closed system like that, 630 watts is 630 watts.
That's what I'm thinking, and I fired one up in my tent.
I'm talking in terms of how much light for that watt they're getting. It's more.
It's more than a 600 watt HPS.
Yeah, and 1,000 watt HPS.
No, it's more efficient. It's not more light than 1,000 watt HPS.
But it's comparable to them. They're pretty close to each other.
I don't
want
to argue lighting with the LED guru.
Is it really?
Yeah, no, they're comparable in terms of like...
Footprint, man. Go by footprint. I always just tell people, if you want to push 1,000 watt HPS light, I say you can go to almost a 5x5, but all your prime buds, everything prime time light is a 4x4 footprint, depending on the hood and shit.
True.
So, a guru, you're saying that
that's about the same record. Definitely a 4x4 footprint, no doubt about it, man. So you're right.
And the 630DE cranked is like actually 720 watts from the bulb.
That's a good kind of line. Interesting.
All right, why don't we move on to nutrient mixing from Local Steve.
Come on, what you got?
Says, I have 24 plants in 7-gallon containers under 6 1,000-watt HPSs. I feed them 1 to 1.5 gallons of food each time I feed out of a 35-gal res. All sounds well. This is what he's mixing. When mixing the additives and nutrients in my res, I add in this order for week one. Ready? Protex Silica. And then he goes, Emerald Harvest Micro, a CalMag, Sensi Bloom A. And instead of going to a Sensi Bloom B, which I think I would, he goes to Bud Igniter, Bud Factor X, Carboload, Bud Candy, and then Sensi Bloom B. And he goes, this is just a recipe I was given. It isn't something I completely understand. So here comes a bunch of questions. All right, we can hit them quick here.
This is for
week
one.
I know all the answers. What's he doing? He says, I don't know. Where'd you get that?
Week one of flowering, man.
Yeah, week one flowering.
Okay, good, good, good.
Although I have had a friend grow part A and B RX Green Solutions almost all the way through bloom.
Sure.
Anyway.
This is a lot of expensive stuff here, man. I would definitely be trying to figure out what every one of these does.
Also know for sure, he goes, in order which I'm adding nutrients and additives correct. So I know we always add silica first, right?
Yep.
That's our first thing we're adding, whatever we're doing. After that, I'm not familiar. A lot of this is advanced nutrients. With their line, usually when I'm adding an A, a B nutrient, I'm adding one, the part A, and then mixing, and then after part B.
Yes.
Typically.
Yeah, and then checking my parts per million because I might need to adjust it.
Well, asking when he goes, why do nutrients need to be mixed in a certain order? And I guess, what would you say? Typically, it's just the silica they want first. After that, you can kind of...
Yeah, the silica, I don't know, they say it precipitates out if you do it later.
Falls out of solution?
Yeah, it ends up just being silica on the bottom of your reservoir, sometimes on the walls.
And it'll be completely unavailable to the plant, so it's the plant's not going to actually benefit from any of that because it's just locked up.
It's not even soluble in the water anymore.
No.
You know? Yes.
When he goes, oh, when mixing nutrients, is it just measure and dump, or is it pour slowly and after each one stir thoroughly? Man, if you're in a rush, you can mix actually all your liquids together before you even add them to the reservoir.
Don't say that. Don't give anybody bad advice, man.
Anyway, yeah, man, if you have time, you want to mix, you know, one part stir and let it 30 seconds at least, depending on how well you're...
Man, yeah, that's when you... I'd say that dumping it in is... I do like the people that take care. Just think about, like, the way that the Japanese trim their plants and stuff, you know? They take all sorts of care in it. If in your garden you exercise that same care, I'll bet you get better results. And what I mean by that is you can just glug, glug, dump it in. Or you can dump it in over the reservoir, you know what I mean? And then mix it in a little bit. Yeah, I used to have a little ore that I would keep there to stir the res with between the time I'd put the A and the B in.
And for pH, ideally it can take like hours for the pH to completely stabilize and be at, like, for the whole solution to be completely homogenous.
Interesting, yeah. So you definitely want to keep an eye on that too. But yeah, I don't know. I'd just take your time with it and I'd find out what all these things are. You know, Bud Candy is. What is carbo load? Wasn't that the what was the pack load shit? What that used to be called?
It's a B-52, right?
I don't know. I don't know what carbo load is. I know B-52 is another, but
no, it was the one of the pack load ones.
No, there was a carbo. Something with carbo in it.
Oh,
yeah. Anyway, no worries. Carbo pack load.
No. So. Before we have one more quick Grow Talk question here, we'll hit here. I don't like to call it too quick because then I feel like I'm not giving the author enough credit if it might take time. Anyway, I'm going to Harlequin CBD.
Okay.
Because I just smoked two Volcano bags. Fresh burn on the first one. And then don't you agree you should always do a second burn on your Volcano? You know, your little packed
cartridge. It's kind of wasteful not to. I mean, freaking, that one lets you know when it's done. You know, I just don't smoke anymore. Yes. I don't vape anymore. Mine's broken, man.
All right, Michigan Matt, what's up, guys? Yes. Harlequin CBD. Hope everyone is doing well. I had a question regarding growing a CBD strain. I've yet to experiment with a CBD strain, but have the possible chance of getting some Harlequin. When growing strains that target CBD, do they need to be grown any differently than an ordinary female plant that your target is THC, or is everything in the genetics and they can be treated the same throughout the growth of the plant? So in that aspect, yeah, man, like as far as the Harlequin, you just, it's same with like heavier CBD plants, to my knowledge, you're feeding as the plant needs, depending on not all plants. And if you're growing more no-till organically living soil, your plant is usually communicating with your soil and rhizosphere and microbes for what it needs.
Sure.
But yeah, I didn't treat my Harlequin any different with my nutrient program. And it's not, to be clear, it's not like a straight CBD plant. It's the closer to a 1-to-1 ratio, kind of, I believe. But when I smoke the Harlequin, and I usually, if I were just to load this Volcano with something heavier or different, I would have gotten higher because it was my first toke of the day. It seems like the ones that have closer to the ratios or higher CBD, I won't say cancels out, but helps moderate out. I don't get any edginess or anxiety, if you will. It seems to be why maybe they recommend Harlequin as a good medicinal strain. Because if you're not familiar with cannabis and you don't want that, it's pretty good, man. That's why I'm digging on it. And I would feed it just the same as you do other stuff. You know, and if it's unknown, I always start low, build up to half strength, then build up to 3/4 strength using microbes and recharge. I'm never feeding at full strength. What bottles say, what nutrient charts say, anything. I've never need to go that high.
What's up with the CBD as far as harvest time, though? I mean, is THC?
Yeah, that's what he's asking. Monitored. I didn't know this. Can it be monitored near harvest the same as any other strain?
Yeah, I'm wondering if it's just the same trichomes when they turn amber. Do you do it the same way?
Or no, in the plant's development, CBD comes first, and it... What?
Oh. Is Guru on mic?
In the plant's development, the CBD comes first, and THC is developed in the trichomes later on. So, I mean, you can harvest earlier just looking at pure CBD.
Oh, yeah, you're right. If you harvest like a month in a...
Yeah, if you're just looking for pure CBD, but with a 1-to-1, you want the THC to develop too. So you're going to want to go at your regular harvest time.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
I went with the regular harvest time on this one. I looked for 1/3 amber trichomes, and he asked if there's any advice I could give on growing Harlequin. It did need I mean, after a month, it was probably like a month and a week or something, 6 weeks in or not that far. It needed some decent support. My cut did. Sure. It got a little floppy. I had to spend the good hour in there with twisty ties getting it all set right. I didn't get huge, big buds by any mean, but very trike buds. You're going to get a ton more than you're used to, maybe, depending on what you've grown. Orange hairs. That doesn't have anything to do with harvest or matureness. It just gets very orange.
Right.
She smells great, man. She smells great.
Check out what Beast in the East says. He goes, I grow CBD strains almost exclusively. I recall taking some buds really early when the resin glands were still clear and the effect was more stony and happy. I harvested the rest of the plant at 30% amber resin glands and the effect was really relaxing and mellow, but doesn't seem to last very long. Maybe my brain's just getting used to this strain. It seems less exciting. But it says, I just followed the general cannabis growing guidelines I learned from the DGC, and my grows have always been excellent. I heard on another podcast that CBD-rich plants are more prone to stress poorly than regular high THC plants. I'm not sure about that since I don't have so many years of experience, but the grower said it should sound trustworthy. I don't know.
Right on. You guys get your own grow talk in over at dudegrows.com. Just be logged in. You can go over to grower questions and answers. Submit your own posts. We get quite a bit of them on the show and love what you're doing. Beginner questions, advanced questions, whatever. Keep it eclectic.
Deal. Let's get eclectic, man.
Lastly. You
know what that word means.
It's not that tough. For gosh sakes, you know. Six of one or eight of the other, dude.
Yet.
So the last thing I got, I was just going to touch on, I was asking you before we got on the mics today, like, are you guys even growing? Like, what's going on over in, you know, we either one, man. I mean, we got a guy called Grow Guru and Scotty Real. Wow, does either one have plants on their lights? What the hell's going on?
Man, you were gone in Hawaii, man, but I built a greenhouse when you were in Hawaii. Sir.
And what's going in there?
I have a bunch of herbs, and then I've got, I got just four plants right now.
Yeah, just the four.
Yeah, you know, six is my maximum, sir. So I believe I have a couple more coming. But
for what? Like in 1 gals right now, chilling?
They showed up even, I think they were smaller than one. Yeah, they did show up in 1 gals. No, I've got big raised beds, man. I'm trying to do an organic living soil raised bed. And so I've got a few yards of soil in that one. I've got a 4 foot by 4 foot wide by, what, 16 foot long?
I think it's 16 feet.
Something like that. Yeah, by about 12 foot high. And, yeah, there's definitely a lot of soil in that thing. And then I've got a 4 foot one and a 2 foot one. So, yeah, we're going to try growing in the raised beds. Got to come up and visit sometimes, ceiling? Man. You'll see it. Yeah, they're looking badass, too. It's so fun in these beds. I just peeked my head in there this morning. They look perfect. You don't have to do anything. I mean, I don't mean to be too lazy. I know some people want to go and baby their plants with 100 different things. I'd like to fortify my soil, step back and grow nutrient dense food right alongside from resin dense cannabis.
I like it. What'd you say? That sound nutrient dense foods along with what?
I'll say resin dense, whatever you want to say. I don't know, man. Trichome dense. You fill in the blank, man. But
sounds like the title of a book or
if
something.
If you're pumping a lot of flavor dense, I'll say that, man. Because if you're pumping a lot of nutrient into your food and you're tasting your lettuce and you're going, oh my God, that tastes great. See, what are the chances when you smoke that cannabis, you're going to go, wow, that tastes amazing. You know, it's usually what's the soil, or what you're putting in.
What about,
soil.
Are you going to get a little tent going to go? I know you got a couple 5x9s or 5x5s. Yeah. No, you're not going to do like one light on the endo?
I'm thinking about it, man. I'm thinking about it. You know, I have a 12-year-old daughter to think about. So, it's a little bit slippery slope. I got to make sure I manage that properly.
All right, you got an indoor, you got an outdoor that's indoor kind of situation. All I'm saying, one light, one plant, one tent, brother. Either of you guys, man, we got some offerings up here. I know we got a couple Sun Spectra 630s coming.
I got to
talk
here,
to the
man.
Spectrum. The Spectrum King guys were like, hey, you and Scotty should do a grow off. We still never done a grow off. I don't know if Guru wants to get in
on
the action.
I'm down on the grow off,
but.
I'm totally down, man. I mean, I can always say, hey,
I've never even
for work,
smoked any dank that Guru's ever grown. I don't know. It might just be a front. Might
it's a front, man. You caught me.
Damn, man. I didn't even think of it.
you guys got me.
Speak Russian.
As far as my
girl, speak
real
Russian
quick,
now, it is, man.
It's Vinicha.
He's a fucking spy. I knew it, man. This whole thing's a setup.
My girl's at max up. Chill.
Uh-oh. Now I'm starting to believe it.
I have I have my LGs, my lemon G's in a dark period. I'm about to chop them. And basically after that, both of my bloom rooms will be completely empty. And down in my veg area where I have the 2-3T5A bulbs, I have one Harlequin mother. So this is like the first time in a long time I literally will have just one plant. So that's what I'm saying. We should get going on this grow off maybe. But it has to kind of be from cut if you're doing a grow off. I got jealous of what these commercial cats are doing, the grow off out here in Denver. So it's like, we got to do our own thing, man. But I'm about to pop some seeds. The problem has been Hawaii trip creeping up on me. Sure. Had a recent expected grandmother death in the family and things going on. And it's summertime. So sometimes it's hard to keep it all rolling. But I am excited, actually, to have only one Harlequin mother going right now, but it's about to change up, and we're gonna get the grow off of some sort happening.
Dude seems pretty broken up.
I seem pretty broken up.
I'm fucking with you, man. Sounds what? Good, dude. It sounds good. Right, cool. I'm ready, dude.
We'll wrap it up.
It's this stupid 6-plant rule, though, man. I have 4 plants in my greenhouse now. You know, people come and look. You know, and what do I got? I got the joy of growing 2 more plants. Now, granted, growing 6 big fat plants is fun. But fuck,
you can grow 12 plants, I'm pretty sure. You can have 6 in bloom and 6 in flowers.
Well, guess
since
what,
your wife's
man?
There.
If they show up and they're all in, you know, they're all sitting in a greenhouse together, they're all in the same state. You know,
well,
so.
If we're not in the city, doesn't go by a med recommendation?
Not that I'm aware of, and I don't have a
Scott,
big
I think you need to speak with your attorney.
My attorney says grow 6 plants. I've talked to him, man. He says people are watching, grow 6 plants.
If I were you, I would grow 12 plants. 6 in veg, 6 in bloom. Not sweat too much about the transition to bloom and veg.
Right.
And then also, I think if you have plants that are under a certain size in a clone dome, I mean, really, unless you're some gangster doing some shit, I don't know, you
it's
are all
so
good.
It's so fucking easy to get over 6 plants. I mean, I take one, you know, a couple clones, man. I take, you know, one set of clones and they root. I'm over 6 plants. You
Dude,
know?
You're going to be the guy. You're going to take him to court and be like, it doesn't matter how many plants are in a no-till bed. It's all one plant.
Yes.
Because the plants talk
oh,
to each
man.
Other through the rhizosphere.
Like, you know, whatever, the guy with the ponytail, that awesome lawyer.
David Montgomery
ponytail.
Could be your witness.
Yeah.
You know?
I need a ponytailed so. Lawyer, man.
All right. We'll wrap it up, man. We'll wrap it up, guys. We'll be back. More Grow Talk. More Wake and Bake America. If you like what you're hearing over at dudegrows.com, go on ahead and become a member. Help us out, man.
Yep.
$10, I think $9.95 or something a month. You get 30% off recharge. And speaking of recharge,
yes, sir.
Official product of the show, guys, realgrowers.com. Or if you prefer Amazon, Amazon Prime, see where you can get it. Somebody's chiming in about Canada. I think it's in stock in Amazon Canada. I don't know. So it gets tricky with all the whatever you call
you just,
it.
Just countries. Customs. Those things are called countries. And
dude, Grow Life Hawaii got one that, like, while I was on the island, he's texting me a picture. He's like, coincidence, man, you're here, dude, and this just showed
yeah,
up today.
Yeah, right by the airplane.
I might have to send you guys. There's nothing that, well, anyway, regardless, I'm going to keep jiving if you don't shut me up. So let's shout out to some of these real DGC.
Let's do it, man. Let's do it.
Members. So,
come on, how about Chris
got,
H
man.
And Diablo Escobar?
Ginja Ninja? And Frozen Lava, yo, yo.
Yeah, Heathcliff and the Professor, nothing but love.
Toppy Colorado, Fuzzy Roots, how's it hanging?
Yeah, what is that, Jake Galt, if I got that right.
You members out there, man, Spartan Grown, AK Frost, appreciate it.
Yeah, Dank, what is that, Dank Neutron?
I'm going with Dank Neutron.
And don't forget about Parlay or something, man, it's a thing you do that.
Parallelism, let's say. All right, guys, peace out. We'll be back. Stay high.
Bye.
Some people love to blaze up the tank. Yeah, we get happy for noon. And when the boss man says to take a little break, that means we're lighting up a dude. It's just weed. It's just weed. I like to keep a good buzz on. It's just weed. It's just weed. In my toolbox there's a bone. Some people start their day off with a pill. It's what the doctor says to do. They shake their heads at natural medicine. Go ahead and try something new. It's just weed. It's just weed. I like to keep
goodbyes on and on. It's just weird, I like to smoke it all day long, yeah. Now if the big man catch you riding high, ooh, we're gonna lock you in a cage, no. If you wonder why he hates the dank, just look at how he's being paid. Now, don't lock up me for smoking weed. I ain't done nothing wrong.